live right now. Hey, we're live. Everybody got me? Live. Let's go, baby. Every man do their job. 111. Playoff caliber defense. Let's go. No overthinking, right? Go play some ball. Go play some football.
It's an exciting time to be a Buffalo Bill and a fan of the Buffalo Bills.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sean McDermott Show, presented by ECMC and Kaleida Health, the official health care providers of the Buffalo Bills. We're pleased to join once again Sean McDermott. Sean, after the big win on Thanksgiving against Dallas, you got to be really happy with the way your entire roster showed up in a big moment for your franchise, a big game. You know, for the fans, obviously, all these games are kind of big for you guys, right?
Right.
But, man, you have to be happy about the result.
Oh, we were. I mean, the players, to take a short week, keep their focus where it needed to be, go down there and play physical and execute at a high level. You know, that was the goal, and they executed well.
You knew it was going to be an environment. And that first drive, Dallas comes down and goes in and puts one in the end zone. The crowd's going crazy. You could hear it on the broadcast. But your team responded in the big moment, and Josh turned in his best game as a pro.
Yeah, we knew that. And we talked the night before the game, Steve, about, you know, we're a tested football team, albeit not in the games, you know, the playoff games and so on and so forth. But this is our team's a football team that's pretty steady, and they've been through some moments, through situations where we've gotten scored on first and come back, where we've down 16 in the fourth quarter and come back as well. We've also scored first and held the lead. So we've been through about as much as you can go through. That's where you bank on that resiliency and that leadership.
You came up, your quarterback had really spread his wings in a big moment. Also, Brian Daboll gave him some help. He had the reverse pass. I don't know what you call it, the turkey special. I don't know what you want to call it. But, and then Josh also showed up big. And a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the team playing fearless, the fourth down conversion where he picked up a drop snap and made it. I mean, just the leadership on the field is really where it counts most and can mean the most for your team in those moments.
Yeah, and Josh is really the tip of the spear as it relates to playing fearless and their leadership. And as they continue to develop, we'll feel that even more as they come of age and gain more experience playing NFL football.
And one of the things, the great stories about this game, Cole Beasley going back to Dallas. And wow, he showed up big first quarter. He scored the first touchdown for you guys in the game and continued it throughout. Yeah, it had to mean something for the guy. Not only the guy, it obviously meant something for Cole. Yeah. But to see the post-game reaction and to see him come in, and it really did build your team a little bit.
It's awesome.
It?
Absolutely awesome. One of my favorite moments in the NFL to this point. A little bit surprised that they didn't maybe try and take him away knowing that he was coming back. Josh took what the defense was giving him and found Cole a couple times and just loved to see that. And he handled it with such class, going back there, going back home, and he has nothing but respect for that organization, as do we, and great to see him have success.
And going along with the Cole Beasley, it did make you feel good. Even as a coach, as a player, and the guy, we fans watched him come in crowd surfing in the locker room. It does say something about the point you're at now. You got a month left in the season, and you seem to be hitting a crescendo.
Well, I think we're playing good football, and that's really what the growth mindset's all about. We learn from our mistakes. We continue to grow early in the year, and we continue to do that now. But at the same time, now we're banking on saying, hey, listen, understand our foundation. It's been built. Rely on your fundamentals and execute at a high level. Play fast, play physical, and let's have some fun.
So we talked about, you know, the offensive side of the ball, the defensive line, on the guys on the defense. The defensive line showed up big, four sacks. And they got a defensive lineman interception. Where, you know, it's like a unicorn almost. He shows up, right? Really got to be happy with the way your defense played against, statistically speaking, up until Thanksgiving, best offense in football.
Yeah. Well, everything we do, again, we talk about the tip of the spear on defense is our defensive line. They're the guys that we need to they need to play well for us to play well on defense. And their intensity, their physicality, they're working in unison with one another. That really just helps the back seven and then our overall defense as well.
Sean, congratulations on a big win. We're going to come back later in the show and get your final thoughts.
Chopping Wood is presented by St. Bonaventure University, the official education provider of the Buffalo Bills.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Sean McDermott Show. It's now time to chop some wood with Eric Wood, the radio analyst of the Bills broadcast. Eric, are you ready to chew through some of that game tape from the big win down in Dallas on Thanksgiving?
Let's do it. This ought to be a fun one to review. What an awesome game that was.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And of course, the guy you got to start with is Cole Beasley. He came back, had a career day against his old team, and it all started in the first quarter with a key third down reception where Josh was throwing it out of his own end zone.
Yeah, absolutely. Cole played an incredible game against his former team, working oftentimes against Jordan Lewis, a nickel corner who he worked against a lot in practice. And this was an enormous play by the Buffalo Bills. They're backed up in their own end zone. And at this point, they're down 7-0. And if you punt from your own end zone, there's a great chance that the Cowboys add some points there. And on this play, you see great protection from the offensive line. It's extremely difficult pass protecting in your own end zone because any penalty results in a safety if you're in the end zone. Well, Cody Ford draws the toughest test up front and is able to drive DeMarcus Lawrence by. And Cole Beasley, running across the field on a deep over, has a little bit of separation. And Josh Allen, with a ton of confidence, just rips the ball to Cole Beasley for a completion that they had to have at this point in the game.
Yeah, and with a ton of the season still to go, Cole Beasley has already matched his career best 5-touchdown performance. And now we're going to get a chance to see him make his 5th touchdown here in the Dallas game, down inside the red zone for the Bills.
In this game, it was going to be imperative that the Bills score points when they get down towards the red zone and score touchdowns. You know, they're facing the number one offense in the league at the time. Cole Beasley runs a phenomenal route here. And Josh Allen, operating out of an empty set, is able to identify the coverage pre-snap. He does a great job of avoiding the rush, stepping up to his right, and he finds just the crease inside that zone to find Cole Beasley. Does a great job of getting up the field for the touchdown. And the fascinating thing of this is Cole Beasley is like an artist running routes out there, but this is something he did at SMU, and he talked to Brian Daboll, and Brian Daboll puts it in the game plan and calls it down towards the red zone. That is great trust between a wide receiver and an offensive coordinator. And I always said, when the guys on offense are helping to design the plays and have some input and they feel more invested, they're often going to play better on Sundays.
Now let's switch it over to the other side of the ball, where Ed Oliver really has started to come into his own. He has had a phenomenal effort, and he showed up again last week against Dallas.
Yeah, Ed Oliver's been playing with tremendous effort all year. The results are just starting to show now. He's got 3 sacks in his last 3 games, forces a fumble against the Cowboys in a huge momentum play for the Buffalo Bills. And the Cowboys' offensive line is excellent. The weakness of their line became when their starting offensive guard Connor Williams got hurt, and they put in Suafilo. And Ed Oliver here is working one-on-one against him, and he's able to beat him with great technique. He attacks the outside shoulder of the offensive lineman, pushes him back, eventually works to a rip, and then he's able to turn the corner quickly. And as soon as Dak Prescott rears back to throw it, gets the perfect strip. And this was a huge turnover for the Buffalo Bills defense.
Well, he certainly got the speed and power, but one of the things about Ed Oliver is the fact that first step, he's so explosive off the ball. What's that do for an offensive lineman to have to handle that kind of technique and power?
Yeah, it puts a tremendous amount of pressure for an offensive lineman to block him, play in and play out, because he is so quick. And he's actually shorter, which at times gives defensive linemen an advantage. He's a smaller target to hit. He gets under your pads and can push you back toward the quarterback using his natural leverage. But he's also extremely fast off the ball, and he utilizes his quickness great. And on the last play, we're going to see Ed Oliver working against an all-pro center in Travis Frederick. And Ed Oliver is slanting in from his 3 technique position outside the guard, and he goes back. Well, a lot of times what the center is thinking there is that Ed Oliver is going to cross my face and I'll wash him by. And Ed Oliver works across the face of Frederick, but then he pushes back with his right hand to the left shoulder of Frederick, catches him off guard and able to rock him back into Dak, forcing Dak to slide to his right into the arms of Ed Oliver.
Eric, thanks for chopping some wood with us. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Coming up on the Sean McDermott Show.
Game Preview is presented by Independent Health. From your everyday to your unexpected, that's the red shirt treatment.
Maddie Glab here with this week's game preview. In week 14, the Bills host the AFC North leaders, better known as the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore has currently won the last 8 games, while the 9-3 Buffalo Bills have won the last 3. The Ravens, led by Lamar Jackson, boast the second-ranked offense in the NFL, averaging 33.8 points per game. He has thrown the second most touchdowns in the league, 25, and only 5 interceptions. Baltimore also has a top 10 defense, ranked 9th, allowing an average of 323.4 yards per game. With the win over the Cowboys, Josh Allen not only had a career day, but set a franchise record totaling at least 2 touchdowns in 8 straight games. Allen's 24 total touchdowns so far this season is 5th in the NFL. Over the last 8 games, Allen has an 18-3 touchdown-to-turnover ratio. Cole Beasley and John Brown are 2 wide receivers who've added a lot to the offense this year. The duo are the first 2 wide receivers to surpass 50 catches in their first 12 games since Eric Moulds and Peerless Price in 2002. The Bills' defense has remained a force to be reckoned with all season, sitting top 3 in the NFL, allowing an average of 300.1 yards per game. The last time the Ravens played in Orchard Park was in 2013, where the Bills beat Baltimore 23-20. Steve, back to you.
Thanks, Maddie. And now we're back with Coach McDermott. We're going to get his final thoughts as we head into the Baltimore Ravens game. Coach, you get a long week, and it's a different challenge than a short week. And sometimes it's better. Sometimes it can be a problem. It's just a different challenge to get ready for maybe the best team in football right now, best record, with a little extra time to do it.
Well, and they're playing, like to your point, Steve, they're playing very well. Offensively, defensively, special teams, hard to find a weakness in this football team. That said, they're coming here, and we're playing pretty well also. So a lot of respect going both ways, flowing both ways, and we've got to have a really good week of practice and be prepared for one heck of a battle come Sunday.
Yeah, you know, they come in with Lamar Jackson. Maybe he's in the running for the MVP, and you can see why. The guy's been very productive. He's got an offensive coordinator in Greg Roman who's got a track record of mobile quarterbacks who can run and pass. Lamar's pushing 1,000 yards rushing on the season. It is a unique offense that Greg Roman and the Baltimore coaching staff have put together.
Credit to them. It's not seen very much around the NFL. I mean, there's some components or concepts that are seen across NFL teams, but for the most part, it's very unique. And so, thankfully, we don't have them on a short week.
Right.
That said, you know, we've got to make sure that we have a good game plan where our players can play hard and play fast and be themselves, and that we can play physical, but also fundamentally sound in what we're doing.
You know, one of the lessons I learned a long time ago is when you win big games like you did on Thanksgiving, your reward is a bigger game. And now you're getting noticed as well. Your game against Pittsburgh in a couple weeks gets flexed to Sunday night football. Everybody wants to watch the Buffalo Bills play against the Pittsburgh Steelers. How are you at keeping the lid on the postseason picture, the big picture, you know, down the line? How do you keep the guys focused on the here and now?
Yeah, 1 week at a time approach. And that hasn't changed, and I don't expect that to change. We respect every opponent enough that, in particular with this week's opponent, we've got to keep our eyes on the prize this week. And it's certainly a great credit to the players and the staff and all the hard work that they've put in to this point to be recognized to play on Sunday night. And we didn't have any quote-unquote primetime games other than, if you consider the Thanksgiving Day game a primetime game, but we were one of the few teams that didn't get one. So I think the players also realize that, and they've worked hard now to earn that. That's a gift for their hard work and success to this point.
Sean, it's good to talk with you. Congratulations on the big win on Thanksgiving. We'll look forward to coming back next week and recapping the Ravens game and looking ahead to the Sunday night football matchup with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Have a great weekend, everybody.
The Sean McDermott Show is sponsored by Independent Health. From your everyday to your unexpected, that's the red shirt treatment. And by Yancey's Fancy, New York's artisan cheese, the official cheese of the Buffalo Bills.